In 1835, Edward S. Abney, a visitor from Scotland, provided his description of the students at the Canterbury School in the Journal of a Residence and Tour in the United States, Volume 1. As part of that description, he stated, quote, "Some were scarcely to be distinguished from whites." Close quote.
Impactful factor, race.
The United States in the 19th century created clear legal and social divisions based on race. A person was determined to be either white or non-white, with non-white simply defined as colored. Often individuals were listed in legal documents and court records as colored, although their heritage might be of African, indigenous, European or non-European, non-African descent, or of mixed heritage. The students of the Canterbury Female Boarding School were considered colored because they were non-white. The term colored was interpreted by later historians as African American, but research has determined that almost all the students at the Canterbury School were of mixed race. Any persons deemed colored by 19th century white society were excluded from the privileges of citizenship. They could be denied voting rights, professional and educational opportunities, and had limited means to legal recourse to any number of state-approved injustices.